The time of Meera's birth was very critical in the history of Rajasthan. A time of constant infighting between the two largest ruling dynasties, the Rathores of Jodhpur and the Sisodias of Chittor. In 1516 AD, as part of the peace treaty, the eligible brides and grooms of both families were married to each other. At the tender age of 13, Meera too was married to Bhojraj, the crown prince of Rana Sangram Singh Sisodia, as part of a political truce.
According to folklore, on the night of her marriage, she was ordered to bow to the family idol of Durga, the goddess of Shakti. But the young consort was too imbued with the love of her Krishna to think of any other. With tears in her eyes, in abject humility, she beseeched her mother-in-law, "Mother, this head has already been dedicated to Girdhar Gopal. Forgive me, I cannot bow to any other."
This single-minded devotion to Krishna and sole dependence on Him, with the total exclusion of all others, forms the essence of her inner being. Here, Meera stands in resplendent glory, wedded to Krishna, whether awake or in her dreams.